PJM considering $11.6 billion transmission expansion plan, written by Devin Leith Yeshin and read by an automated voice. PJM staff plan to recommend an $11.6 billion package of transmission projects intended to address rising load growth in the east of the RTO's footprint. PJM Director of Transmission Planning Sami Abdulsalam said the first window of the 2025 Regional Transmission Expansion Plan is one of the largest iterations of the planning process the RTO has undertaken, if not the largest. It includes constructing a greenfield 765-kilovolt corridor from West Virginia to central Pennsylvania, an HVDC line in Virginia from Brunswick County to Loudoun County, and upgrades to the 765 and 345-kilovolt networks around Columbus, Ohio. The need is being driven by 8 to 12 gigawatts of load growth expected in the PPL and Mid-Atlantic Area Council, or MAC regions, along with the risk of capacity resource deactivations and significant delays in offshore wind development, Abdulsalam said. The window was broken into three clusters, West, MAC and South, as well as $2.3 billion of in-zone projects and $18.5 million in short-circuit upgrades. Independent cost estimates procured by PJM put the total for the clusters, without the in-zone projects, at $10.2 billion. Additional upgrades could be required along the 765 kilovolts corridor between PJM's northwestern region and the AEP zone, depending on how generation planned in ComEd and the Northwest is constructed. A set of seven-year scenarios was included in the analysis to right-size the projects to be able to address long-term needs and offer expandability. Southern Cluster. The Southern Cluster of projects includes a new 185-mile undergrounded HVDC line between converter stations to be constructed at the Heritage and Mosby substations. It also includes a new 500-kilovolt line between the existing Elmont substation and Plant Kraken substation, and rebuilding several 500-kilovolt lines across Dominion Energy's territory. The package was proposed by Dominion at a $4.8 billion cost, with an independent estimate at just over $5 billion. The cluster is intended to improve transfer capacity from the southern region of PJM up to Data Center Alley in Northern Virginia, around Dulles Airport. Several Virginia and Maryland ratepayers spoke in support of the HVDC project on the basis that the subterranean cables would minimize disturbance to surrounding residents compared to the overhead 765 kilovolts alternatives. Abdulsalam said there are technical benefits to HVDC as well, as the Dominion proposal offers between 500 megawatts and 1 gigawatts of additional transfer capability over the AC options, and it would not contribute to short-circuit issues that have been growing in Dominion. The runner-up in PJM's analysis was a $2.9 billion Transource Energy project to construct a pair of 765 kilovolts lines, one from Heritage to Vontae, and the other between Joshua Falls and Morrisville. Western Cluster. Load growth in Columbus and to its west contributed to thermal overloads and voltage issues across the region. About 1.7 gigawatts are expected to be added between 2029 and 2030, followed by an additional 3 gigawatts in the subsequent 2 years. PJM determined a $2.8 billion Transource project to construct several 765 kilovolts lines around the city is the technically superior option and has an independent cost estimate $600 million, lower than a joint NextEra Energy and Exelon proposal the RTO evaluated. The package includes a 765 kilovolt line spanning 172 miles between the Greentown and Marysville substations, with a new 765-kilovolt substation named Teddy to be built around 35 miles west of Marysville. A 32-mile 765-kilovolt line would be built to connect the expanded Conesville substation to the Guernsey facility, and a 38-mile 765-kilovolt line would link the Adkins substation to West Millersport, which would also be expanded. Conesville and West Millersport would be connected with a new 49.1-mile 765-kilovolts line. MAC Cluster. The need in MAC is driven by about 5 gigawatts of additional load growth identified in the 2025 load forecast expected by 2030 and delays in the development of 7.5 gigawatts of offshore wind in New Jersey. Staff selected a $1.7 billion NextEra/Exelon proposal to construct a 222-mile, 765-kilovolt line from the Commerce substation in West Virginia to Juniata in Pennsylvania. Two 765 500ths of a kilovolt substations would be built along the line. Buttermilk Falls would be 114 miles east of Comer and loop into the 500 kilovolt Keystone Conemaugh line, and Mountain Stone would be constructed near Juniata. Several stakeholders questioned whether PJM's medium-high assessment of the land acquisition and right-of-way risks for the proposal are overly optimistic given the amount of greenfield development needed to construct the line. Abdulsalsom said almost half of the route proposed by FirstEnergy overlaps with the NextEra/Exelon corridor, demonstrating that three entities looked at the needs and determined the ideal solution is to use the corridor. The joint proposal offers the greatest transfer capability of all the packages in the cluster.